This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. An airline employee in the U.S. city of Seattle, Washington, stole a plane, flew it, and performed stunts before crashing it into an island late Friday. Paul Pastor is the local sheriff.
There was no indication that he did this to threaten anybody. There's no indication of any kind of terrorist link or anything like that. Apparently, he was in contact with the tower while he was flying the airplane.
The plane was owned by Horizon Air, an affiliate of Alaska Airlines. The Seattle-Tacoma International Airport was briefly shut down as the incident unfolded. The Saudi-led coalition in Yemen says it will investigate the airstrike that hit a bus full of schoolchildren, but the UN wants an independent investigation. Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda.
The airstrike hit a bus carrying the kids as it went through a market on Thursday. The Houthi faction, which controls the area, says an additional 11 adults were killed in the attack, bringing the total to at least 51 dead. Saudi coalition says it will investigate, which is an apparent change in tone. They originally said it was a legitimate military action against their Houthi enemies, who they alleged were using children as human shields. The UN is calling for an independent investigation, which was praised by the Houthis, although the UN's also criticized that side for indiscriminate attacks of their own. On Friday, the UN said its human rights coordinator for the war also appears to have been blocked from returning to Houthi territory without explanation.
Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda. The Trump administration is doubling steel tariffs on Turkey. This starts Monday. That news caused the Turkish currency to hit its worst one-day loss in a decade. Ties between the countries have been strained as Washington is urging Ankara to release Andrew Brunson. He is an American pastor currently detained on terrorism charges in Turkey. More at voanews.com. This